Ronnie is a rocker, never been a stopper, keeps on rocking all night long. Ronnie's got no time to lose, gotta get on them playing shoes. There's no stopping, just keeps on bopping. A non-stop rock and roll attitude, nothing stands in the way of rocking, even dropping. In this case, dropping dead. From Angelic Upstarts, Ronnie is a Rocker was the eighth track, actually cut three, side two, of their second album, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, which was released 43 years ago this week, April 3rd, 1980. It's that nonstop rock attitude that definitely has not lessened any for the Rockford band Solar. They keep on rocking and have no signs of dropping. This after being together 20 years, so they can relate to where Angelic Upstarts is coming with one of their many fans. Solar has a history, certainly, but the complete and total history of the band has not really been revealed even to longtime fans until now. It all began in 2006. That's when their first album, First Light, was first released. For a limited time, and coming 3 years after, the band fronted by a frontwoman with a nonstop and extremely meticulous set of vocal pipes, Stephanie Jennings. I had Stephanie on last fall for the first time, and she will be on again to tell you all about the band's upcoming Solar 20 tour. It kicks off in their hometown of Rockford this coming Friday, April 7th, at the Stockyard Rock Burger Bar. This 11-city tour will take them up to the Back Bar in Janesville at the end of this month. It's only a one-month tour, but there's plenty of gigs involved. A couple in the immediate Chicago area, Brower House in Lombard, April 20th, and Big Basin Saloon on the Water in Shanahan. That gig, they're co-headlining with Convoy. And of course, you're going to hear another track from Convoy's newly released fourth full-length album, Some Gave All for Rock and Roll. Much in the same way that Stephanie did a fiery duet with high-energy lead singer Kevin James of the Rockford metal band Marks of Grey, I wonder if Stephanie's going to team up with Brian Corbin for a gig, because between the two of them, they just have vocal pipes that hit the high rafters and keep on going. I can see a nice little vocal duet that would complement both of their styles. Something I'll have to find out from Stephanie when I talk to her. She's going to be calling in a few minutes. Both bands have an army of fans, without a doubt. Speaking of army, you probably know that if you've listened to me promote Convoy on either the Cat 1055 or this podcast throughout the years, Brian Corbin was an active member of the military, the Marines in his case. I have a heroic song from the new Convoy full-length album, which indeed does recall the military and Brian's time in it, much in the same way USMC did on their second album, Blue Collar America, back in 2012. The newly formed Blockchain Coalition is trying to hold on desperately to the more melodic, predominantly synthesizer-driven period of hair metal in the 80s. But their new album is all over the map, and don't call it a total 80s retro. The debut album from the band featuring former Veil Side frontman Tony Angle and ex-Veil Side drummer Ron Thomas has now been released. It was a rather stellar release show they had at Tailgaters in Bolingbrook, including the band who has single-handedly resurrected power pop in this day and age, Kevin Lee and the Kings. Another track from that first Blockchain Coalition debut album where they can't let go of their grip on the hair metal-dominated mid-80s. Speaking of Kevin Lee and the Kings, the very first time I caught the band live, Kevin once sang about being the next big thing, but trying to avoid an American Idol panel of judges in order to achieve that goal. I interviewed Kevin in what would become the longest standing and rocking and never stopping lineup of the Kings, guitarist Michael Kurtz, bassist Patty Pendergast, and drummer Eric Stommer. I first knew this band should be considered rock and roll royalty and certainly was one to be taken seriously. Kevin was taken seriously as a Nashville country singer-songwriter at one time in the 90s, but this was a much different band, one who commanded attention. We'll rock back to the first time I introduced Local Loft listening audiences to Kevin Lee and the Kings 6 years ago this week. Local Loft episode 271. Rock and roll longevity does not only exist between the heavyweights and the hard-hitting acts on the national scene. It's very alive, well, rocking, and never stopping in the Chicagoland original punk, metal, alt-rock, prog rock, and power pop scene.
Hey, Solar Storytelling Acapella. I choose to do All Fall Down.
Oh, oh, yeah. Together.
On a tour. Keep on rocking, never stopping. I conveyed that kind of never say die attitude to you at the opening of this podcast, folks, and a band who certainly has that attitude going for them is Solar. 20 years strong and no signs of stopping at this point. But there's a couple of secrets you might not have known about the band fronted by Stephanie Jennings, who is joining me for the second time since I first interviewed her last fall. Stephanie, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Tim. So glad to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Well, in addition to the 20th anniversary of the Solar 20 Tour, which is about ready to kick off in your hometown of Rockford at Stockyard this coming Friday, April 7th, you also are going to reveal, first time in a long time anyway, your debut album, First Light. Now, this first was recorded back in 2006, but really has not seen the light of day. Why did you decide to finally release this and make it more widely available after so long?
Yeah, that's right, Tim. You know, when we released the album originally in 2006, First Light, we had burned these CDs right from my computer. I used construction paper to fill in the jewel case, and I put the adhesive labels on the CD, and we really just made those for people that wanted them at the time. Streaming sites weren't widely available. We weren't using that. We weren't on a social media platform to put music out like that. So we maybe had about 100 copies that went out into our local area. Now, we still play most of those songs live today at every gig. So when it came to, hey, the 20-year anniversary tour, what's something special that we can do for our fans and friends and family? And it was to re-record, re-release, and repackage that whole album from start to finish.
So it's basically an update of what you did back in 2006. I got a couple of the tracks, and I really don't think I've ever heard Solar do a ballad before, but Leaving on this album is kind of a departure from normally your very gritty hard rock style, but a nice little change of pace. And then there's even a track on here which doesn't feature you as lead singer. It's actually from a male standpoint of view, but you come in as a harmony vocal too.
I do, yes. You know, we forget sometimes that while I am lead vocal, Brad Jennings, our guitar player, is also a very strong vocalist. And on every album, he has a song or two that he does lead. And we appreciate, and I tell you what, Tim, I appreciate that when we're doing a 60, 90 minute set, that he can jump in and give me a quick break during the show. So yeah, he's featured a song or two on each album.
Your vocal pipes, definitely so much energy. So much adrenaline, I can't really ever see them wearing out. But indeed, even the best of them need to take a breather. Let's talk about Deep Within, which is your latest single. And I did check out the music video. It's quite a fiery experience, Stephanie. Let me just put it that way. But I was reading the description about it, and you say it's like a dance with the devil. Try and explain what caused you to write that song.
Yes, thank you for asking that, because I have been asked that before. Why the sexuality or sensuality in that video? The song really is about anyone that is continually battling their inner demons, or the devil, if you will. The addiction, anxiety, depression. It is very easy, and it's very enticing to let those inner demons consume you. We are always fighting back, and it is exhausting. So the song is just about that enticement, which to me has some sexuality to that, to fight back and keep the positivity and don't let the negativity overtake you. That song, the video itself was to portray the vulnerability. You'll see some what you would perceive as those nudity scenes. That is the vulnerability, and the blue light around that gives that sense of cold and always trying to fight that fight.
you're coming, I'm in your head. When you're coming, it's deep within.
It's a fought well won in your case. And when you go in the battle, so to speak, with the many audiences on this 20th anniversary tour, I imagine there's going to be quite a lot of surprises here. Now, the opening gig on the 7th, this coming Friday, will feature Marks of Grey. It's a couple of Rockford metal bands besides yourself and also Distology. But further down the line, not only on April 20th when you hit Brower House, but especially the 28th when you play Big Basin in Shanahan again, you're going to be teaming up with Convoy. Might there be a surprise duet vocal between you and Brian Corbin, because the two of you have such incredible range and incredible fire and high-pitched nature to your vocals. I can really see a duet between you two, the chemistry just really being there. Is that something we might expect, or might there be a surprise where that's concerned?
No, I will say there will not be a surprise duet. Brian, let me be a groupie for a second. Brian is one of the best male vocalists I've ever heard in this regional area. He is just incredible. And Brian and I talked, we've been playing with Convoy for years, and we try to anytime we can, because we want the best with us, and they really are. Brian and I talked about doing something together a couple of years ago, and we just couldn't get it to work. And he's down in Peoria, I'm up here in Rockford, and we just couldn't get it together. And then COVID hit, that we really couldn't see each other and make something happen. And ultimately, I think when it came down the line, then we were working on Oracle, and the song with Kevin James came up, and that was hugely successful. That, of course, Brian and I didn't want to step on that at the time. However, I will say we continue to play with Convoy regularly and will be over the years coming. I think that Brian and I will do something in the future, because you know what? I agree, Tim, we should.
Yeah, I really can see it happening. It's just the chemistry between you two, and like I said before, you both can match each other high pitch for high pitch and energy level to energy level. So I can really see it clicking somewhere down the line. So that's good to hear. Stephanie, basically every singer is looking to improve, and every broadcaster for that matter, and I found that out throughout my almost 30 years in radio here. So how do you think your vocal style has improved throughout the years, if there's any room for improvement?
I appreciate that kind of sentiment. I have improved greatly in 20 years. I'm not going to age myself here, but 20 years ago as a young woman, I had to really develop control, really improve and push my range. So 20 years later, I'm a very mature vocalist. I know where to sing from my core and diaphragm. I know where to cut corners when I should, and the high notes. The range has been greatly improved over the years. As a young woman, I think that I didn't have quite the maturity and the power than I do now.
Indeed, it's a maturity that just keeps getting better and better, and a vocal style that will never age. Even
Thank
if you. You physically do, it will never age, and you just have that energy level that doesn't quit. Being around this long, since 2003 initially, but your first album came out in 2006, you could show some of the big national singers, Maria Brinks and Lacey Sturms and Lizzie Hales, how it's done. You've been around that long. Really, you could be an inspiration for them all. Come check out Stephanie and Solar. 20th anniversary tour is just about to begin, 6 days away from this interview, on the 7th at the Stockyard. There will be dates which will take them to the end of the month. It's a month-long tour, also including Mankato, Minnesota, which I found out in previous interviews is where you actually formed the band just a little
that's
over
correct.
20 years ago.
Yeah, that's correct. We were in Mankato, Minnesota at the time, and Brad Jennings, guitarist, vocalist, he and a buddy that was our original bass player founded Solar. I was not living in Minnesota yet, and then I moved up shortly after and joined. And Brad always likes to point out that I am not a founder of the band. Just a little joke between us. So we played for a few years there, and most of our shows was at the What's Up in Mankato, Minnesota. So we are calling that our homecoming show on the tour, and that's going to be one of our big ones, as well as the first one at Stockyard, because that's, you know, hometown bar that really supports metal music. And our closing show, I will mention too, Convoy is on our closing show as well on April 29th at the Back Bar in Janesville. We didn't want to close out the tour without that.
They love that place, and they always motor up there, and they're like a house band up there in Janesville. I remember that area very well from being on the radio at 96.7 The Eagle in Rockford about 10 years ago. That whole state line area, they really appreciate them, and they appreciate you. So it's going to be one rockin' tour. And to find out more about the Solar Tour, well, go to their Facebook page. That's the best way to do it. And Stephanie, best of luck with this tour, and going to kick some ass and take some names on it.
Great. Thanks so much for having me back, Tim, to promote the tour. And we really appreciate all that you do for the local music and metal scene. Thank you so much.
I drive away into a dark blue sky, more in fear what I leave behind. Kill the time to run away with me and close the door. Through the tears I see a black highway, every sign slips by with one last say.
stand tall through the rain. That's one whose message could have really sunk in yesterday when Mother Nature was being a spoiled, rotten little PMS weather tantrum brat. Couldn't control her outbursts. And I also would like to offer my condolences to anybody who had to suffer through the massive wreckage of the historic Apollo Theater in Belvedere near Rockford yesterday, which got hit by a reported EF1 tornado, 100-mile-an-hour winds, and it tore the roof off the place. One person died and a number injured. While Morbid Angel was playing, I do remember promoting shows featuring Genotype, and even Solar has played the Apollo Theater in Belvedere. Hopefully they can rebuild that place. It's going to take a while, though. Hero is track 4 off Convoy's 4th full-length album, Some Gave All for Rock and Roll, and definitely one they're going to bust out. And a couple of gigs they have coming up, but especially April 28th, the last Friday night of April, at Big Basin Saloon on the Water in Shanahan, with Solar. Go to Solar's Facebook page or Convoy's for more information. I'll tell you, folks, on this episode of Local Loft, I'm in a blaze zone, so to speak. So we're going to be burning through quite a lot of hard rock and metal jams. The reason I bring that up? Well, it was 32 years ago on April 1st, the Best of Rock 103.5, The Blaze. It changed format to that out of 103.5 Fire, a heritage oldie station for a long time. Magic 104 was beating them handsomely in the Arbitron ratings, so they couldn't go on anymore. So a new hard rock juggernaut FM station was unleashed on 103.5, and then it became Rock 103.5. Maybe you know the story behind that if you follow radio like me, being in radio for almost 30 years. In their beginnings, WWBZ, which featured a young Steve Seaver, former Drive Afternoon jock on 97.1 FM, they played quite a lot of hair metal. Poison, Cinderella, a lot of those bands worked their way into the mix amongst Firehouse, Metallica, Pantera, and so many other hard rock heavyweights. Blockchain Coalition, the new band, featuring former Veilside singer frontman Tony Engel and former Veilside drummer Ron Thomas, is all over the place, but occasionally they do dip back into the hair metal catalog of the 80s. Well, at least that's what their second single sounds like. To find out whether or not the new normal, the band's full-length debut album, sounds like, well, you had to be at Tailgaters in Bolingbrook for the official release show, along with Electro Retro, who also delves back into hair metal to a certain degree, covering 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000 hard rock and metal, and Kevin Lee and the Kings, who rock hard, but in a power pop way. Kevin would be the last one who wanted to resort to screaming, unclean hair metal, or even hardcore metal. Blockchain Coalition's new album is now available. BCCBandChicago.com is the website, and it will be on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Music, too. For this second single, I do have, and Tony Engel is going to mail me a full-length CD in the coming weeks here, so you can expect to hear from him or Ron Thomas or both on a future episode of Local Loft as we tap into the new band. How much are they like Veilside? I wouldn't say totally. How much are they unlike Veilside? Not completely, but they come close. I can't even rail off a percentage at this time as to how they differ. But this sounds nothing, absolutely nothing, like the power rock Veilside delivered, especially on their 2017 full-length album Eclipse, which turned out to be the last one for the band because Bob Cabo Hilton passed away, their longtime bassist and co-founder. Now, I already spun, especially on episode 270, All That I've Known, which was the debut single from the album. That's a nice power rock ballad, emphasis on power. They also have put a hard rocking spin on Hall & Oates' 1982 number one single, Maneater. No blue-eyed soul involved in their version of it. Getting down to the second single off the new normal, this may make you think of mid-80s Dio. Think the album Sacred Heart and Hungry for Heaven or Rock and Roll Children, where RJD added a little more synthesizer and a little more melodic, laid-back feel to his signature hard rock. It was nothing like Last in Line. And Hungry for Heaven even ended up on the Vision Quest soundtrack that year. So he was getting a bit poppy. That's what I consider this one. And maybe to a certain degree, many ballads of Bon Jovi, I'll Be There for You, come to mind. And Hold On! It's Blockchain Coalition's second single from The New Normal, their debut album, on Local Loft.
Can't believe this took me years to figure. Hey, it's Tony and Dave from Grave Rain. We have awoken from our slumber. And we will come to your country and crack the foundation that you are standing on. Be ready.
Tony, first of all, I want to know how you and David got together and decided to put this thing together and get this thing off the ground, because you've been friends for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Dave even played in Baleside for a short period. He was waiting for his Still a Warrior record to be released. And while the record company was putting the promo package and stuff together, we had a change in the lineup. So Dave filled in for a while before we hired Tommy. So Dave and I have been friends for quite some time.
Patronize, or we'll go.
big local metal duo who ignited their career just a year ago. Unfortunately, the fuse has gone out and will not be relit for a Grave Reign reunion or tour. Because of Tony Angle's involvement with Blockchain Coalition now as their singer and co-founder, all Grave Reign plans have been put on hold and may never start up again. What could have been? They never really got around the touring either. After releasing the full-length debut Destination Aftermath towards the end of 2021, and I gave it the nod as best local rock album of 2021 on my Local Loft Year in Review show that year, I foresaw great things to come for Tony and Chicago veteran guitar shredmaster David Schenkel, the Demon. But unfortunately, it never got off the ground, never got past the releasing of the full-length album. So it's really a shame. But bigger things lay ahead for Tony Angle, without a doubt, with Blockchain Coalition and that release show, which went off without a hitch and was so well received on April 1st over Tailgaters in Bolingbrook. As for David Schenkel, he continues to record with Wings of Destiny, but the South American band is not taking him on the road as they tour over Europe and even South America. They're currently on tour. So what is the Demon up to now? He's actually gone back into the vaults of his illustrious career and is releasing a demo which harkens back to the beginnings of 80s hair metal, actually the more edgier and heavier side of 80s hair metal. Think Motley Crue on Too Fast for Love in this case if you want, but I was just checking this out. David posted this on his own Facebook page this past week. It was recorded on February 19th, 2002, 11 years ago, with Tracy E. Zaber. They called it the Dynamic Duo. Batman and Robin don't make a guest appearance on this in any form. No Michael Keaton resurrections of The Dark Knight. Certainly no Christian Bale or Heath Ledger involved. There's a YouTube video of this one from a time in which Schenkel was still a part of Manowar, and he joined the New York-based progressive thrash metal band just shortly after their biggest album, Fighting the World, came out in 1987. I would think of Live Wire and several early Motley Crue tunes in spinning this one. From back in February 2002, and you can check this out on David Schenkel's Facebook page, there's a YouTube link for it. Raise the Battle Flag, the Dynamic Duo featuring David Schenkel on Local Loft. a local nu metal band who went by the wayside. As King was not as appreciated as much as everything from Lamb of God to Avatar, who made the grunting unclean vocal one of the biggest hooks in the modern metal scene, which continues today. But the four-man band out of Plainfield wasn't taken as seriously, and they had that radio-friendly sound, which Active Rock Radio should have jumped right on, but it didn't. If you remember Live 59, which now has transformed into Rockstar's Garage in Plainfield, As King was a definite mainstay there, one of the house bands of sorts. I played them and took them more seriously on the Cat 105.5's Homegrown Tones, but it just wasn't to be. Only after releasing one self-titled full-length album in 2012, they just disappeared off the map. Certainly a band a lot of you could get into, not necessarily death metal, although Brutal, Evicted, Tooth Donor, and Dim Bulb off that self-titled debut, which you can't find on any streaming service, only a CD, which I kept after all these years, close to 11 of them, exists. Ask me and I'll burn you a copy. Like Off-Broadway, Shoes, out of Zion, only had two major label albums to their credit. Present Tense was their first in the fall of 79 for Elektra. They followed up on the Doors label with Tongue Twisted, and that unfortunately went in a more new wave direction. You had to, because it was the early 80s, so they incorporated synthesizers on some tracks, but kept the melodic and yet even hard-rocking sense to the album, which was pretty catchy. It reminded me of mid to late 70s Cheap Trick and even early 80s up until maybe the One on One album. Yeah, Jeff Murphy and the band's time on the label was limited, and when the album didn't even reach the top 70 of the Billboard 200 album charts, they were dropped. However, there's been many compilations, one a three-disc box set totally around the Elektra period. Now, No Doubt, Tomorrow Night, and Too Late were pretty major hits for the band, because MTV got a hold of music videos for both those clips and played them on their first day, August 1st, 1981. Shoes actually had four clips on MTV during its first day, but no video clips for the band on their second major label album, which was released a good 5 months before MTV first premiered. Two singles were pulled from the album. The melodic ballad Karen was the second, after Your Imagination, and it came out this week, 42 years ago. Its B-side, definitely one of those hard-edge rockers that wouldn't have seemed out of place on any Cheap Trick album, She Satisfies from Shoes on Local Law.
Come back, this girl, to the world.
38 years after the release of their only debut EP, Plan of Attack, Chicago veteran thrash metal band Paradox has stopped running for their lives. But unfortunately, they ran away from the metal scene, not just locally but nationally, because after that, we're never to be heard from again, or so you thought. Paradox has played a couple of reunion gigs in the last 3 years, and have one coming up Friday, April 7th at Brower House in Lombard with Vicious Circle. Plan of Attack was reissued in expanded form in 2013. The title track of the EP we just heard right there wasn't actually on the official original EP back in 85. It was included as a bonus track, one of two, when the album was reissued 28 years after it first came out. Much of the original lineup, minus of course the late Glenn Dobbs, playing the B-House Live back section of Brower House, that is. For more information about the show, you spell it with two X's. Paradox. What's your plan of action? Not necessarily attack. Plan of action in getting the original music of your career to be heard worldwide. We can help you with that plan, at least to get it circulated around the world where your songs are concerned. Give me Tim Lamping your music in digital form, MP3, Waver, FLAC, or send me a Spotify, Amazon Music, Bandcamp, or other internet link, or physical CD, vinyl, LP, cassette, reel-to-reel tape, timlamp1@yahoo.com, timcatdg@gmail.com. Before you send me anything physical, send me an email. I'll send you a mailing address. You can download this podcast, and if you have recently bought an electric car, you might want to do that. Not like you're going to be hearing this on AM radio. I read a scary article about how many modern cars are thinking of ditching AM radio, as if ditching a CD player wasn't bad enough. Now they're ditching AM radio because they claim the AM amplitude modulation signal can be interfered with by the circuits of your electric car. Thanks, Joe Biden. You and your pipe dream about these electric cars. They scare me just getting in it knowing that the battery might wear out when I'm driving 55 or 75 miles down a highway. Getting back, of course, to rock and roll longevity, which is pretty much what this podcast's topic has been. From Solar's 20 years, let's touch upon an artist who goes back almost 35 years. When Kevin Lee first began his career, he even sent demo tapes out to Nashville, hoping to become the next big country singer. That didn't really work out. Nashville really didn't take him seriously, so Kevin stayed in his native Chicago and played the power pop route, and eventually it all panned out for him, with Kevin Lee and the Kings. There's been many different lineups of this band, at least going back to 2008, the longest of which contains drummer Eric Strammer, bassist Patty Pendergast, and guitarist Michael Kurtz. I introduced them to local Loft audiences for the very first time 6 years ago this week, when I caught their gig at Wire in Berwyn. But if you listen to Homegrown Tones, our local music showcase on the Cat 105.5, you'll know that back in November 2010 is the first time I presented Kevin Lee. He came down to our studios in Kankakee for a special unplugged acoustic set by himself. Kevin's never won any Grammy Awards, and he certainly hasn't been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yet I'd call him Rock and Roll Royalty simply because of his longevity. He's been at it almost 40 years with different lineups of the Kings, and here's the most famous one once again as we rock back to it. Wire in Berwyn, April 3rd, 2017. It's Tim Lamping. Talk soon. You're the next big thing. Burn it down. Take me to the other side. Springtime means more opportunities. The door opens up a little further as the weather gets warmer. 2010, I once interviewed excellent power pop singer, songwriter, and guitarist Kevin Lee. He's been at it since 1992, but this time around with a new band lineup. Kevin Lee and the Kings have been going strong since they were the Lonesome City Kings back in 1992. Kevin, at that time, was playing kind of a countrified sound. Let's not call it country rock or country. That doesn't matter now. Kevin Lee and the Kings are getting ready put out their first new record in almost 4 years, and I got a chance to talk to the forgotten power pop legend. A lot of his stuff is upbeat, heavy, melodic, with plenty of harmonies and plenty of chunky guitars. So how does this new album, which is tentatively going to be released sometime this summer, how's it going to hold up and differ from what Kevin has done in the past with his band, which has a couple new members? Tim Lamping backstage at the Green Room in Wire in Berwyn. And I'll tell you what, Kevin Lee and the Kings never fail to rock the rafters off any place they play, and tonight was no exception. Kevin Lee, in case you have forgotten all these years, back in 2010 I interviewed him, and he played an old dig in Kankakee called Buster's, which is no longer there. He's still going strong with his band. There's been a couple of lineup changes throughout the years, but
They're getting ready to put out their first record in about 4 years. The last one was back in 2013. And Kevin, let me just ask you about basically the songwriting and the whole production behind this brand new record. The last one was called Breakout, now that it comes to mind here.
Yeah,
This one's taken a while for you to put together, and is there any differences? I mean, I think it's a lot more upbeat and energetic than some stuff you've done in the past. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. It's I think it's just more rocking, more upbeat. There's a couple of songs that are detuned on the album, which are a little heavier than the rest of it. So it's kind of a combination of a new push towards a little heavier sound, but still has the big pop hooks. And the branding name for our band is Big Hooks and Chunky Guitars, so that always kind of rings through everything.
Yeah, I noticed that. Some of your other records, one of my favorites is Dust Till Dawn. That was an EP you put out back in 2010. And as far as your new band lineup goes, you have Eric Strummer, is it?
Yes.
Not Strummer, like Joe Strummer, but Strummer. Patty Pendergast. What a whiz she is on bass. I want to talk about some of your recent members here, and let's not leave Michael Kurtz out of this, because not only an excellent lead guitarist, but excellent harmonies, too. How did you find the makeup of your most recent band, like Patty and Michael and, well, Eric?
Well, you know, I played with a lot of different people trying to find the, you know, just the right lineup for the band. And a couple of the guitarist and the bass player that I was playing with previously moved on to do their own thing. And so I was looking for, you know, new people to get in the band. And Mike and I had been talking back and forth about getting together and maybe writing some stuff. And he was in a band called Half Bitten Moon that was pretty busy at the time and was pretty much devoted to that. And so we never could find time to get together just due to scheduling and whatnot, but we were always stayed in touch, and Mike and I have known each other for a long time, since back in the heyday of the Chicago music scene. So kind of while we were talking, I called up a friend of mine named Pete Berwick, because I had seen videos on Facebook of Patty playing, and I thought she, you know, she's real good on stage. She's like a rocker. She fits, you know, what I do perfectly. And I asked my buddy Pete about her, and he knew her, knows her pretty well, and just said, you know, she's great. She's got her own little stage thing and all her own fans and everything. And I just sent her a message and said, hey, you want to just get together and learn some songs and we'll just check it out. And then I did the same thing with Mike. And even though he was in the other band, he was like, okay, great. And we got together and worked up about 5 tunes. And from that first time we got together, it was just magic. You could feel it in the air. And I've been playing in a band a long time, and have played with a lot of people, and have never experienced that. And it's still going strong, and it's a little over a year now we've been doing it. We had a great year last year. And there's just a real magic when the four of us get in a room.
All right, we released a record a couple of years ago called Breakout. This is the first single that was released off the album. This is called Burn It Down.
It's my life, gonna wear a crown, gonna shout out loud, gonna burn it down. Down.
down.
You've been going at it. This is kind of an unofficial anniversary for Kevin. His first song, Standing in the Line of Fire, I believe it was, 1992. That's how long he's been at it. I caught his act last year again. The band was playing with Cliff Johnson in the Rain, the power pop icon king, a good friend of mine, Cliff Johnson in the Rain. Are you getting the other band members involved in like the songwriting process of this new record? Is it just you, or is this like a band thing? Does the whole band work together in like songwriting?
No, I pretty much just I kind of come up with the stuff at home, and then I do demos of it, and then I give everybody copies of it. We kind of take it from there, but everybody kind of puts their own mark on it, and it's really, really paying off because we have real similar styles, and we kind of come from the same musical background and everything. So, once again, it just kind of adds to the magic of the whole thing of the four of us getting in a room. But everybody's on the new album. I did start it before Mike and Patty joined the band, but we've since kind of brought them back in on some of the songs that were finished and everything. So everybody's all over the album, so it's really very much a group effort.
Go check them out, Kevin Lee and the Kings. Just excellent ball of fire on stage. And if you missed them tonight at Wire, on the 23rd, coming up in a couple of weeks, it's actually like about 3 weeks from tomorrow, they're going to be part of the Breaking the Silence Autism Benefit. That's a Dirty Nellies and Palatine. It's put together by Tony Engel, the frontman for Veilside. Remember Veilside? We just kind of talked to them. KevinLeeOnline.com, that's his website. Also Kevin Lee, his Facebook page, or Kevin Lee and the Kings, to find out about when this new record's coming out. Kevin, thank you for taking the time to talk to us tonight.
Yeah, good talking to you.
She's got a list, what she wants in a man. She checked it twice, she's got a plan. No compromise, no nothing less will do. Born with a face that will stop your heart. She knew she had it from the start. She'll turn your head and take everything from you. She's a gold digger. Expensive clothes.